these brothers and sisters.
感谢主，早晨我们在主的饼杯面前能够有美好的敬拜。
We praise the Lord that we have wonderful worship before the table meeting.
我心里面真是有一个感觉，在敬拜之后还要为主说话是非常不容易的事情。
I have this sense in my heart that after this wonderful worship, to speak for the Lord is indeed a hard thing.
因为我们是那样子围绕在主的面前，在主的同在里。
Because we were surrounding around him and worshiping him in his presence.
我们知道我们在主面前的敬拜和赞美是一直到永远。
We know that we will praise and worship him forever and ever.
我们在地上一切的服事都要有一天都要停止。
All our earthly service will cease one day.
但是我们在主面前的赞美敬拜是一直到永远。
But our praise and worship of the Lord will last forever and ever.
所以当我听到弟兄讲说如果在下一个主日之前主来把我们 接到天上去了我们就不用在地上聚了。
I heard another brother said that if the Lord comes back before the next Sunday, then we don't have to gather on earth next Sunday.
我心里面真有感觉，如果主在我们 break 的时候就来了，那我就不用讲了。
And I have a similar sense that if during the break that we just had and the Lord had come back, then I didn't have to preach.
主还要我们等候。
But the Lord wanted us to wait upon him.
早晨愿意跟弟兄姐妹就交通一点主的话语。
So I want to fellowship the Lord's word a little bit with brothers and sisters.
我们先读几处经文。
Let's read several passages in the Bible.
在新约圣经希伯来书第十一章。
Chapter 11 in the book of Hebrews in the New Testament.
希伯来书第十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
第一节和第二节。
Verse 1 and 2.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
古人在这信上得了美好的证据。
For by it the men of old gained approval.
这里美好的证据也可以翻译成美好的见证。
It can also be translated that by it the men of old has obtained a testimony.
第二处经文是我们早晨主要的经文，在马太福音第十五章。
The next passage that we will read is our key passage today, which is found in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 15.
马太福音第十五章，我们要从第二十一节读到第二十八节。
Matthew chapter 15, from verse 21 to 28.
马太福音十五章二十一节，耶稣离开那里。退到推罗西顿的境内去。
And Jesus went away from there and withdrew into the district of Tyre and Sidon.
有一个迦南妇人从那地方出来，喊着说：“主啊，大卫的子孙，可怜我，我女儿被鬼附得甚苦。
”And behold, a Canaanite woman came out from that region and began to cry out, saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is cruelly demon possessed."
耶稣却一言不答。门徒近前来求他说：“这妇人在我们后头喊叫，请打发她去吧。”
But he did not answer her a word, and his disciples came to him and kept asking him, saying, "Send her away, for she is shouting out after us."
耶稣说：“我奉差遣不过是到以色列家迷失的羊那里去。”
But he answered and said, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel."
那妇人来拜他说：“主啊，帮助我。”
But she came and began to bow down before him, saying, "Lord, help me."
他回答说：“不好拿儿女的饼丢给狗吃。”
And he answered and said, "It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs."
妇人说：“主啊，不错，但是狗也吃它主人桌子上掉下来的碎渣儿。”
But she said, "Yes, Lord, but even the dogs feed on the crumbs which fall from their master's table."
耶稣说：“妇人，你的信心是大的。”照你所要的，给你成全了吧。从那时候，她女儿就好了。
Then Jesus answered and said to her, "O woman, your faith is great. Be it done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed at once.
我们再读一处经文，是在旧约小先知书。
We will also read a further passage in the Old Testament, in the Minor Prophets.
在西番雅书第三章。
In Zephaniah chapter 3.
西番雅书三章，我们读第十七节。
Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17.
耶和华你的神是施行拯救、大有能力的主，他在你们中间，他在你中间，必因你欢欣喜乐，默然爱你，且因你喜乐而欢呼。
The Lord your God is in your midst, a victorious warrior. He will exult over you with joy. He will be quiet in his love. He will rejoice over you with shouts of joy.
我们最后再读一处经文，在新约彼得前书第五章。
And the last passage we'll read is found in the New Testament, 1 Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书第五章第五节，我们读后面半节。
First Peter 5:5, we'll read the second half.
因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
For God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
第六节，所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下，到了时候，他必叫你们升高。
Verse 6, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time.
好，我们一起有点祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们感谢你早晨与我们同在。
We thank you, Lord, for the presence this morning.
主，我们感谢你，因为你是我们的主，你是我们的王。
We thank you, Lord, because you are our Lord and you are our King.
主，你是那施行拯救、大有能力的神。
You are the God who has mighty powers to save us.
主，你也是活神，与我们同行。
You're also the living God that walks with us.
主，你是说话的神，带领我们一生的道路。
You're also the God that speaks, and you lead us all the way, days of our life.
主，早晨我们在仰望你，向我们说话。
This morning, we look to you to speak to us.
主，求你向我们的心说话。
Lord, please speak to us into our hearts.
主，叫我们实在是能够信而顺服。
So that we can truly trust and obey.
好像你在我们身上的旨意得着成就。
So that the desire and will for, that you have in us will be accomplished.
叫我们在地上能够等候你的再来。
So that on this earth we will wait for your recoming.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ we pray.
阿们。早晨的负担想和弟兄姐妹一同来交通的是关于这迦南妇人的信心。
This morning, my burden is to fellowship with you the faith of the Canaanite woman.
我们知道信心对基督徒来说是非常重要的一件事。
We know that a faith is a very critical thing for any Christian.
在诗篇第十一篇那里告诉我们，根基若毁坏，一人还能做什么？
Psalm 11 talks about that if the foundation is ruined, what can men do?
这里所说到的义人，就是我们这些因信神的儿子而被神称义的人。
In Psalm 11, it talks about if the foundation is ruined, what can righteous people do? And righteous people here refers to us who have been saved by grace.
这边让我们看到那个根基的重要。
So we see the importance of foundation.
因为我们就是神所建造的房屋。
Because we are the building, His building.
在我们蒙恩之后，神在我们身上要做那生命的建造。
And he is doing his building work in our lives.
让我们在地上能够成为神儿子的彰显。
So that we can be the manifestation of the life of his son.
也叫我们能够一同被建造成为神的见证。
And we can also be built up together to be the testimony of God.
所以这里告诉我们，根基若毁坏，一人还能做什么？
So here it talks about how if the foundation is ruined, the righteous man can do nothing.
所以根基若有了问题，就什么建造都没有了。
So if there's a foundational issues, then you cannot have any building up.
我记得我前阵子收到一张一个电子邮件，是别人转寄给我的。
Earlier, I've received an email forwarded by somebody else to me.
里头呢有几张的照片。
There were several photographs in the email.
那几张照片很特别。
Those photographs were very unique.
看起来是那个一栋一栋的那个一二十层的那个大楼，非常漂亮，新盖的大楼。
On the pictures were these high rises about 10, 20 stories.
非常漂亮。
And they're very beautiful.
这些大楼呢，它是倒在地上的。
However, these buildings are have fallen to the ground.
我刚才就想说，怎么有人盖大楼呢？是横的盖的。
So I was thinking, how could people build the building horizontally?
好几栋。
There are several buildings.
而仔细看看那个大楼和那个新闻的描述。
But then if I study carefully about the photographs and the description in the news.
那几栋大楼是在中国一个城市所盖的。
Those buildings were built in a certain city in China.
建商盖的时候呢，它是往上盖的。
The construction builder built it upward.
盖得很漂亮。
And it was built very beautifully indeed.
但也不知道是什么原因，不是因为地震的关系。
But for whatever unknown reason, and it's not caused by any earthquake.
这一栋一栋漂亮的高楼啊，就倒在地上。
And all these beautiful buildings collapsed to the ground.
仔细看那个照片。
If you study the photographs carefully.
这一栋一栋的高楼啊，它都是没有根基的。
All these tall buildings did not have foundations.
就建商盖这个大楼的时候啊，他并没有往下去扎那个根基。
So the builders, when they were building it, they did not go down and really dig deep to establish the foundation.
他直接在那个平地上、啊、就开始盖起高楼。
So out of the flat ground, he started to build all these tall buildings.
不知道是不是风吹一吹啊，这高楼就倒下来。
So maybe the wind blew and then the buildings would fall down.
还好里头没有还没有住人。
Unfortunately, no tenants have moved in.
姐妹，我们看见这是根基的重要。
So we can see the importance of the foundation.
今天神在我们身上就要来建造那生命的工程。
Today in our lives, God wants to build this a building of life.
但是如果我们没有在信心的根基上好好的扎根
，But if we did not bear root downwards in this matter of faith,
或是我们在信心的根基上受了亏损
，Or if we have fallen short in this issue of faith,
或是被仇敌所破坏
，Or our faith has been destroyed by the enemy,
神在我们身上那生命建造的工程就不能达。就不能完成。
Then God cannot accomplish this construction work in our life.
神要在我们身上来彰显主耶稣基督见证的心意，也不能得着成就。
And God's desire to have us manifest the life of Christ with our lives cannot be accomplished.
所以这是根基的重要。
So we see the importance of the foundation.
所以我们可以说，基督徒在地上的生活。
So we see that a Christian when we're living on this earth.
乃是根据这个信心的根基。
Is dependent upon this foundation of faith.
这是仇敌常常攻击和破坏的一个目标。
And therefore, this is a prime target for the enemy's attack and destruction.
我想给弟兄姐妹有一点点一个印象，到底这个信心对基督徒我们的生活是何等的重要。
I want to give you a little impression of how important this faith is to the life of a Christian.
上一周我们Dale弟兄跟我们交通到神所赐给我们那丰盛属灵的产业。
Last week, Brother Dale fellowship with us about this abundant spiritual inheritance.
弟兄让我们看到若不借着信心我们就不能支取也就不能享用。
And the brother also let us see that if we do not have faith, we cannot possess and receive and enjoy for our own use.
就如同在旧约时候神应许以色列百姓迦南美地是他们的产业。
Just like God has promised the people in Israel that the land of Canaan, it was their possession.
迦南地那一切的丰盛神都赐给了以色列人。
All the abundance in the land of Canaan, God has given to the people of Israel.
在约书亚记第一章的时候神就对约书亚说你要进入那迦南美地。
In Joshua chapter 1, God told Joshua, you have to enter into this land of Canaan.
凡你脚掌所踏之地，我都按着我所应许的赐给你们。
And everywhere that your foot has treads, I will give to you according to my promise.
神已经将他一切的丰盛在基督里赐给了我们。
God has given all of his abundance in Christ Jesus to us.
但是我们要必须凭着信心的脚掌所踏之地我们就能够得着能够享受神赐给我们那一切属灵的产业。
However, we have to step out the foot by faith and tread upon everything so that we can receive and possess and enjoy the use of it.
如果我们不信而顺从的话
If we do not trust and obey,
我们可能就像那两个半支派在约旦河东一样。
We are just like those two and a half tribes that are in the east of the river Jordan.
我们可以天天远远地欣赏迦南地一切的丰盛。
We could look at the abundance of the land of Canaan from afar.
但是在我们生活中，我们却不能支取，却不能享用。
But in our actual daily life, we cannot receive and possess and enjoy the use of it.
在希伯来书第十一章那里也告诉我们。
In Hebrews 11, it tells us.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
And without faith, it is impossible to please God.
刚刚弟兄带领我们唱这首诗歌《信而顺从》的副歌。也让我们看到同样的真理。
Our brother led us in this hymn, and in the refrain, we also see this truth.
只有当我们信而顺从的时候，我们就能够讨神的喜悦。
Only when we trust and obey, then we can be happy in Jesus.
今天我们有年轻的孩子们在我们中间。
Today we have children in our midst.
我就想问问他们。
I want to ask them.
容不容易
？Is it easy?
Samantha 还摇摇头。
Samantha shook her head.
诗歌告诉我们啊，只要我们信而顺从，就能够讨神的喜悦。
The hymn tells us that as long as we trust and obey, we can be happy in Jesus.
这应该是很容易的事。
It should be a very simple thing.
神并没有要叫我们到非洲去。
God did not tell us to go to Africa.
神并没有叫我们一定要到哪里为主受苦。
And God did not tell us to go somewhere to suffer for Him.
神说只要你有信。
God says as long as you have faith.
你相信神呢，就能够讨神的喜悦。
If you believe that He is, then you can please Him.
这是很应该是很容易的事情。
This should be a very simple matter.
盼望我们都能够走上这蒙福的道路。
And we hope that we would also partake on this blessed path.
能够在每天生活当中这样简单的来讨神的喜悦。
And that in our daily lives that we can please Him in simplicity.
特别当我想到我们在主的饼杯面前。实在是思想主何等爱了我们。
Particularly, I think about before the table how the Lord has loved us.
我相信每一个蒙恩的人，我们都盼望能够来讨神的喜悦。
I believe that everyone who has been saved by grace wants to please the Lord.
今天神告诉我们，只要你信而顺从。
And God tells us today, as long as you trust and obey,
就能够讨神的喜悦。
You will be happy in Jesus.
在地上基督徒我们也应该过一个在信心里的生活。
When Christians live on this earth, we should also lead a life of faith.
我们刚刚读希伯来书第十一章，那里让我们看到记载了许多信心的伟人。
In Hebrews chapter 11, it recorded a lot of great people of great faith.
我们常常觉得他们实在是那属灵的伟人。
We truly believe that they, some of them are spiritual giants in our mind.
但其实他们在神面前有一个共同点。
In reality, they only have one commonality.
就是他们因着信，他们就做了美好的见证。
Because only purely by faith, they have borne out this testimony.
我们知道我们在地上做基督徒，我们实在从神领受了荣耀的托付。
We know that as Christians on this earth, we have been entrusted with this glorious entrustment.
我们也都有个心愿，盼望为主做美好的见证。
We also have this desire to bear beautiful testimony for the Lord.
但是从希伯来书第十一章，我们就看见。那些古人他们在信心上面他们就得了美好的见证。
But we see that in Hebrews 11 by faith the men of old has obtained a testimony.
所以今天基督徒在地上我们要为主做见证。
So today Christians who want to bear his testimony on this earth.
我们也同样必须在这个信心的上面来为主做美好的见证。
We also need to bear obtain testimony in this matter of faith.
基督徒在地上的侍奉也是如此。
Christians also serve in a similar manner on this earth.
我们也是在信心里头来侍奉我们的神。
We also serve our God in faith.
主耶稣在约翰福音第六章告诉我们。
Jesus said, told us in the Gospel of John chapter 6.
就是信神所差来的，就是做神的工。
Believe in him who he has been sent. This is the work of God.
有的时候当主的爱激励我们。
Sometimes when the Lord's love constrained us.
我们实在是盼望能够为主做一些事。
We truly decide to do some things for God.
甚至我们盼望为主做一些轰轰烈烈的大事。
We even want to do great things for God.
但主耶稣告诉我们。
But the Lord tells us.
信神所差来的。
Believe in him who has been sent by him.
就是相信主耶稣。
Which is believe in the Lord Jesus.
信从主耶稣。
Trust the Lord Jesus.
这就是做成神的工。
This is doing the work of God.
所以我们看见基督在地上的生活与侍奉都离不开这信心的根基。
So we know that whether it's our lives on this earth or our service on this earth, it's all critically important to the foundation of faith.
那我们说，那这信心究竟是什么呢？
Then we say, what exactly is faith?
刚刚我们读了希伯来书第十一章告诉我们。
Earlier we read Hebrews chapter 11, which tells us,
这里说信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
这里让我们看见这个信心究竟是什么。
So it tells us exactly what faith is here.
这边首先说到信心呢，它是一个盼望的一个保证。
There's an assurance of the things hoped for.
这个盼望啊，它里头呢是因着这个信心，它有一个保证。
This hope is in your heart, but because there's faith, you get an assurance.
我在想弟兄姐妹，今天早晨，我想大家想一想哈，在你心中啊，有什么盼望呢？是你有一个保证，你知道说这个盼望呢，一定实现的。
I want to ask brothers and sisters this morning, is there any hope in your heart that you know you have this assurance that will be accomplished for you?
不晓得今天有没有弟兄姐妹正在找工作。
I don't know if any brothers and sisters are looking for jobs.
我们知道在美国在其他地方也是一样，找工作呢我们希望能够找到一个 permanent job。
We know that in America, just like other places in the world, we always want to look for a permanent job.
这 permanent 我查了一下，那定义就是它是一个永久的一个工作。
So this job will last permanently.
所以我们都盼望能够有一个这个长久稳定的工作。
So we also want to have a long and steady job.
我记得我以前上班的公司。
I remember the company that I used to work for.
在它破产之前啊，我们从全美国各地啊找了很多精英。
Before it filed for bankruptcy, the company gathered a lot of cream of the crop.
当他们收到公司的通知说，哎，他们能够到这家这么好的公司啊，能够有一份那个永久的工作啊，就好高兴。
When these people realized that they have an offer of a permanent job offer from this company, they were very happy.
有些人就因着这个永久的工作啊，就从外州搬到休斯顿来。
And some people, because of this permanent job, they moved from out of state to Houston.
在公司宣布破产的那个礼拜。
And in the week when the company declared bankruptcy.
有的人才来公司啊，上班一天两天。
Some people just showed up for a day or two.
他就准备要回家了。
Then he has to be prepared to go back home.
我们还要打电话给一些我们已经通知他们说他们得着这个永久工作的人。
I also remember right at the declaration of bankruptcy, I had to call somebody who had received these offers of permanent job offers.
这个永久工作啊，没有了。
And I had to tell them that there no longer were any permanent jobs for them.
一天的时间都没有。
And not even one day of permanency.
就让我们看见我们在地上的盼望到底是根据什么。
So what is the basis of our hope on this earth?
我们在地上我们心里所盼望的我们有没有那个把握有没有那个保证、
Do we have this assurance and surety for the things we hope for?
我们知道在过一个多礼拜在美国在美国有一个大那个大选、
We know that the elections are coming in about a week.
那我刚好偶然情况听到那个我们的总统啊就在对一群那个支持他们那个、共和党的一群人啊，在那里说话。
By chance,
民主党，民主。
Oh, by chance, I heard the president talking to a group of Democrats.
他那段谈话呢，那个新闻就给他取了个题目。
And in this news clip, there's a subtitle.
就说啊，这个盼望啊，还活着的。
They're saying that the hope is still alive.
我们总统说 ，hope is still alive.
So our president says the hope is still alive.
哎呀，我看到那些民主党支持人，他们就好高兴，好兴奋。
So all these supporters in the Democratic Party were very excited, were very happy.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们心中的盼望吗
？Is this the hope in our heart?
地上的人，他们所说的话，能够给我们有什么样的保证呢
？What assurance can people of this earth give us?
所以我们看见这边讲到盼望的一个把握和确据，到底是根据什么？
So, what is the basis for this assurance of the hope?
到底是根据谁呢？
What is the basis? Who is the basis of this assurance of the hope?
这句经文下半节告诉我们是未见之事的确据。
The second half of verse 1 says, faith is the conviction of things not seen.
讲到我们的信心，乃是我们虽然还没看见，但是我们里头却有一个把握。
Faith is something that even that we haven't seen something, we have this assurance.
我们知道这件事情必定要发生，必定要成就。
And we know this thing will surely come to pass and will surely happen.
我们知道，当以色列神的百姓以色列，他们因着悖逆神，被掳到巴比伦。
We know that when the people of Israel, because of their rebellion, they have been captured into captivity in Babylon.
其中有一个人叫做但以理。
Among them was a person called Daniel.
但但以理有一天，他读到了神借着他先知耶利米所说的话。
One day, Daniel read about the words written by the prophet Jeremiah.
就是当神的百姓被掳之后70年，他们还要回到神所应许他们的地方。
So 70 years after captivity, God will bring them back into their original land.
当时但以理虽然还身在巴比伦被掳之地。
Even though at the time Daniel was still in the land of captivity.
但是当他读到神借着先知所说的话。
But as he read the words of God through the prophet.
这位但以理就开始祷告。
Daniel started to pray.
他开始根据神所说的话来祷告。
He prayed according to the word of God.
当他祷告的时候
，As he prayed,
他虽然眼睛还没有看见神要如何把他的百姓从巴比伦被掳之地带回到耶路撒冷。
Even though his physical eyes did not see how God would bring his people from the land of captivity into Israel.
但是他的心里头有一个确实的把握。
But in his heart, he has this assurance.
就是神所说的话必定成就。
Which is that God will accomplish everything he said.
弟兄姐妹，这是信心的祷告。
This is a prayer uttered by faith.
但以理为什么能够有这样的一个把握呢
？Why does Daniel have such assurance？
虽然眼睛看环境是不可能
，because your physical eyes would tell you this is impossible。
但是他的信心眼睛却让他看见神是那位成就不可能事情的神。
But his eyes of faith led him to see that God can accomplish the impossible。
在他信心里头，他看见神所说的话必要成就。
In his faith, Daniel saw that.Whatever God has said will surely be accomplished.
所以但以理能够那样子有把握的来祷告。
So Daniel can pray with such assurance.
所以照着神所说的，当以色列百姓被掳70年之后，他们就被带回到耶路撒冷。
So surely, after 70 years, according to the word of God, God brought His people out of captivity back to their original land.
我们知道，当主耶稣在地上的时候，他也曾经对门徒说过一番话。
We also know that when the Lord was on this earth, He said these words to the disciples.
主耶稣说，我若不去，保惠师就不来。
And if I do not come, the helper, if I do not leave, the helper would not come.
当主耶稣按着父神的旨意上了十字架。
As the Lord went up to the cross according to the will of the Father.
当主从死里复活之后向门徒显现。
As He arose from the dead and showed Himself to the disciples.
他要他的门徒们要守候在耶路撒冷。
He wanted his disciples to wait in Jerusalem.
这是主在他升天之前向门徒们所说过的话。
These are the words that he had said to the disciples before he ascended.
我们看见当主升天之后
After he ascended,
看见主的门徒有120个就在耶路撒冷的小楼上同心合意的祷告。
120 of his disciples were gathering in this upper room to pray with one heart.
他们虽然眼睛没有看见
Even though their eyes have not seen,
但他们相信主耶稣所说的，向他们说的话。
But they believe by faith the words that the Lord has told them.
主说他去了，保惠师就要来。
The Lord said, "If I go, the Helper will come."
当主升天，圣灵就要浇灌。
As he ascended, the Holy Spirit will be poured out.
所以当那120个门徒在那里祷告的时候。
As these 120 disciples were praying,
就照着主所说的，圣灵就浇灌下来。
According to the word of the Lord, the Holy Spirit was poured out.
这是我们的信心。
This is our faith.
虽然我们还没有看见。
Even though we have not seen.
虽然我们没有看见神在环境中有什么样的改变。
Even though we haven't seen God change any of our outward circumstances.
虽然在我面前的大山小山神还没有挪去。
Even though he has not moved all the great mountains and the small hills.
但我们心里头却有一个确实的把握。
But in our heart, we have this sure assurance.
乃是在于这一位说话的神。
Which is all based on this God who speaks.
他是活神。
He is a living God.
也在于他向我们所说的话。
It is also based on the words that he uttered to us.
这里特别讲到的乃是圣灵在我们里头在把神的话说给我们。
These are the words that the Holy Spirit said to us in our heart again.
就像神在当初向亚伯拉罕所说的话一样。
Just like the words that God said to Abraham.
虽然亚伯拉罕和他的妻子撒拉已经过了生育的年龄。
Even though Abraham and Sarah have passed the age of to conceive.
但是神告诉亚伯拉罕说，到这个时候，你和你的妻子要怀孕生子。
But God said to Abraham and his wife, a year from now, you and your wife shall bear a son.
虽然亚伯拉罕他的身体和撒拉都还没有改变。
Even though Abraham and Sarah, their bodies have not changed.
但是因着神所向他说的话。
Because of the word that God has said to him.
他相信了。
He believed.
他里头就有一个把握。
And he has this assurance.
他知道神所说的话必要成就。
He knew that God would surely accomplish his words.
因着他的信心就仿佛从一个已死的人身上生出许多子孙。
So because of his faith, there was born of one man, many descendants.
照着神所应许他的，如同天上的星那么多，如同海边的沙那样无数。
As promised by the word of God, as the stars of heaven in number, and innumerable as sand which is by the seashore.
所以我们知道，我们信心的根据 信心的把握乃是在乎这位说话的神。
So we know that the basis and assurance of our hope is based on this God who speaks.
我们的信心的根据乃是在于神所对我们说的话。
It is also based on the word that he has spoken to us.
今天我们早晨要看这个迦南妇人的信心。
This morning we want to see the faith of the Canaanite woman.
叫我们能够知道我们如何在神的面前来学习这信心成长的功课。
So that we can know how our faith can grow before God.
这段圣经呢，我想说简单的把它分成三个段落。
I can separate this passage simply into three paragraphs.
是三段的对话。
These are three dialogues, actually.
第一段是在第二十二节到第二十三节前。
The first dialogue took place in verse 22 and the first half of verse 23.
这里说到主耶稣就到了推罗西顿的地方。
It says here, Jesus went away from and withdrew to the district of Tyre and Sidon.
在那里有一个迦南的妇人，她是一个外邦人。
And there was a Canaanite woman, a Gentile.
她不是神的选民，不是以色列人。
She was not the elect. She was not a person from the tribe of Israel.
她因着她女儿被鬼附的甚苦，她来到主耶稣的面前。
Because her daughter was cruelly demon-possessed, she came before the Lord.
她就向主耶稣喊着说，主啊，大卫的子孙，可怜我。我女儿被鬼附的甚苦。
So she began to cry out saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is cruelly demon-possessed.
我刚刚说到这个对话，这第一段呢，其实不完全是一个对话。
I mentioned the dialogue earlier, but actually this first paragraph was not a dialogue.
因为这妇人在那里喊叫。
Because this woman was crying out.
因为她有一个难处。
Because she had a difficulty.
她有一个需要。
She had a need.
是她不能解决的。
It's something that she herself could not resolve.
她来呼求主耶稣。
So she cried out to the Lord.
但主耶稣呢，却一言不答。
However, the Lord did not say, answer her a word.
这是第一段。
This is the first paragraph.
第二段呢，是主要是主耶稣的门徒和主耶稣之间的对话。
The second paragraph is between the dialogue between his disciples and the Lord.
就因为这个妇人一直在后跟在他们后面喊叫。
Because this woman was following them and crying out to them.
主的门徒啊，就有点不耐烦了。
So the disciples of the Lord were a little impatient.
他们就对主耶稣说，
They said to the Lord,
这妇人在我们后面后头喊叫，请你打发她走。
Send her away, for she is shouting out after us.
主耶稣就回答门徒们说，我奉差遣不过是到以色列家迷失的羊那里去。
And the Lord told his disciples, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
这时候这个迦南妇人在旁边听见了主和他门徒之间的对话。
Here the Canaanite woman heard the dialogue between the disciples and the Lord.
她就来到主耶稣面前拜他说，主啊，帮助我。
She came before the Lord and began to bow down, saying, Lord, help me.
接下来是第三段的对话。
And then is the third paragraph of a dialogue.
也是最重要的一段对话，因为是主耶稣直接与这个迦南妇人直接的对话。
This is also the most important dialogue because this, the Lord was dialoguing directly to the Canaanite woman.
主耶稣就回答这个妇人说，不好拿儿女的饼丢给狗吃。
The Lord answered this woman and said, It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs.
这个迦南妇人就回答主耶稣说，主啊，不错，但是狗也吃他主人桌上掉下来的碎渣儿。
And the Canaanite woman said to the Lord, Yes, Lord, but even the dogs feed on the crumbs which fall from the master's table.
最末了，主耶稣就就着这个迦南妇人的信心做了一个结论。
At the very end, the Lord summarized about her faith in this manner.
主耶稣说，妇人，你的信心是大的。
The Lord said, Oh, woman, your faith is great.
这是在圣经当中两处主耶稣曾经称那个人的信心是大的，这是其中一次。
This is one of the two instances where the Lord said that someone's faith is great.
然后主就照他所求的医治了赶出他女儿身上的鬼。
And the Lord cast out the demon according to her wishes.
在这里我们看见一个信心成长的学习的功课。
We see the lessons by which our faith would grow.
一开始这边告诉我们主耶稣就来到了推罗西顿的地方。
Jesus came to this area of Tyre and Sidon.
这是一件很特别的事情。
This is a very unique event.
因为我们知道推罗西顿是一个外邦人的地方。
Because Tyre and Sidon were Gentile lands.
它也是一个受咒诅的地方。
This is also a land under a curse.
但是主耶稣那一天却来到了推罗西顿的境内。
However, that day, Jesus came into the district of Tyre and Sidon.
我心里头有一个感觉。
I have this sense in my heart.
其实主耶稣来找这位迦南的妇人。
Jesus was seeking after this Canaanite woman.
因为神知道在这里有一个有信心的人。
Because God knew here in this land there was a woman of faith.
在路加福音主耶稣说人子来的时候能遇见地上有信德的吗
In Luke, Jesus asked this question, when the Son of Man comes to this earth, will he find faith on this earth?
我突然间有一个感觉主耶稣喜欢来就近那有信心的人。
I have this sense in my heart that the Lord Jesus wants to draw near to people with faith.
在哪里有人向主耶稣有信心
Wherever there's someone with faith toward the Lord,
主耶稣就会来到这些人的面前。
The Lord Jesus will gather before those people.
因为主要叫他们的信心能够增长。
Because the Lord wants to even increase their faith.
让他们的信心能够达到神所喜悦的。
So that their faith can reach to a level that is pleasing to God.
在这里我们看见，虽然这个妇人，迦南妇人，她可能是有信心。
And we see that even though this Canaanite woman might have faith.
但是那一天如果主耶稣不来到推罗西顿。
However, if that day the Lord did not come to Tyre and Sidon,
我们看见这妇人的信心并不能带给她任何 的结果。
Her faith could not bring out any outcome.
所以感谢主，主耶稣他来到了推罗西顿。
So we thank the Lord that he has come to Tyre and Sidon.
这迦南妇人她的信心就有了一个目标。
So this Canaanite woman has a goal for her faith.
她可能从前曾经听过主耶稣在其他地方曾经赶出许多人的鬼。
She may have heard that the Lord Jesus has cast out demons for other people.
他可能因为主耶稣在那时候实在是医病行异能赶鬼。
Because at that time the Lord Jesus was really healing diseases and cast out demons and had wonders and miracles on earth.
这妇人的女儿因着鬼附非常的痛苦。
And this the daughter of this woman has been cruelly demon possessed.
这个妇人的心也是何等的伤痛。
And this, the woman's heart was indeed grieved.
我相信做母亲的她尽她所能的希望能够来帮助她女儿脱离这个痛苦。
So this mother wanted to use all that she can to help her daughter out of this cruelty.
但是她却没有办法。
However, she had no means.
因为这个鬼在她女儿身上在那里控制了她女儿的生活。
Because this demon was controlling the life of her daughter.
这也像是在我们身上一样。
This is also like our own lives.
虽然我们今天身上并没有鬼附在我们身上。
Even though today we are not demon possessed.
但是我们实在是生活在一个受这个罪的辖制，受这个世界的影响，受这个撒旦的攻击的一个环境里头。
But we live in an environment where we're under the bondage of sin and the influence of the world and the attack of the enemy.
因着在我们里面肉体的缘故。
And because we have still have flesh inside us.
我们常常也在一个痛苦的里头。
We're also in pain.
就像保罗所说的，我真是苦啊！谁能救我脱离这取死的身体
？Just like Paul said, "Wretched is me. Who can help me out of this body of death?"
感谢主，今天这个迦南妇人，她听说主耶稣来到他们那里。
So we thank the Lord that this Canaanite woman heard that the Lord Jesus was coming to their midst.
她知道主耶稣是她的盼望。
She knew that the Lord Jesus was her hope.
是她女儿得拯救的一个机会。
And the Lord was the opportunity by which her daughter could be saved.
所以这个妇人呢，她很可能是听说了主耶稣能够赶鬼。
So this woman probably had heard that the Lord could cast out demons.
但是她对主耶稣并不是很清楚的认识。
However, she did not have a very clear understanding of the Lord Jesus.
她就呼喊主耶稣说：“大卫的子孙。”
So she cried out by saying, "Oh Lord, Son of David."
可怜我。
I have mercy on me.
在这里为什么主耶稣一言不回答呢？
Here, why did Jesus not answer her a word?
我们看见，因着这个迦南妇人对主耶稣的认识是不够准确。
Because the Canaanite woman did not have a precise understanding of the Lord Jesus.
她呼喊主耶稣是大卫的子孙。
She cried out and addressed the Lord as the Son of David.
如果主耶稣是大卫的子孙，那他就是以色列人的救主。
If the Lord really were the Son of David only, then he would only be the Savior of the tribe of Israel.
这迦南妇人既不是以色列人。
The Canaanite woman was not an Israelite.
她与主耶稣就没有无份无关。
And she had no portion or relationship with the Lord Jesus.
在这里主耶稣一言不回答并不是拒绝她。
Here, when the Lord Jesus did not answer her a word, he was not rejecting her.
主耶稣乃是在那里等候。
He was actually waiting.
等候这个迦南妇人对主耶稣能够有一个准确的认识。
He was waiting till the Canaanite woman has a precise understanding of the Lord Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们都有的经历。
Brothers and sisters, this is all of our common experience.
我们都已经信了主。
We have all believed in the Lord.
很多时候我们也遇见了难处。
And a lot of times, we fall into difficulties.
在我们身上，在我们家人身上有不一样的难处。
In our own lives and the lives of our family members, we have different difficulties.
我们也知道我们来到主耶稣的面前来求告他。
We also know that we need to go before the Lord to beseech him.
主知不知道我们的难处呢？
Would the Lord know about our difficulties?
主知不知道我们的需要?
Would the Lord know our needs?
主知不知道我们儿女们身上的难处?
Would the Lord know about the difficulties of the children of God?
主都知道的。
The Lord knows.
但是我们常常发现一件很稀奇的事情。
But we discover this amazing thing.
我们常觉得说主啊我们这样的痛苦。
We feel that Lord we are in such pain.
你又是这样爱我们。
And you love us so.
你为什么不回答我
Why do you not respond to me?
为什么不拯救我
Why don't you not save me?
我这次在思想这段经文的时候我突然间就明白了一件事情、
As I was meditating upon these words I suddenly understood something
当我们在主面前呼求的时候主不回答、
As we cry out before the Lord and he did not answer a word
那乃是主那默然的爱
It was because he was quiet in his love.
我们刚刚读的西番雅书第三章告诉我们
Earlier we read about Zephaniah chapter 3 and it tells us
我们的神是施行拯救的神
He said that our God is a victorious warrior.
他是大有能力的主
He is a mighty God.
这边说到说他在我你中间必因你欢欣喜乐
And it also says that he will exalt over you with joy.
我们知道当我们因着信耶稣得蒙拯救的时候
We know that as we believe in the Lord Jesus and was saved.
我们的父神是何等的欢心何等的喜乐
We know God the Father was so overflowing with joy.
他实在是看到我们能够成为他的儿女他是何等的欢喜快乐
He is so happy that we can become his children.
那接下来西番雅书就告诉我们说神呢默然爱你
And then continue on Zephaniah says that God will be quiet in his love
前些日子当我们和弟兄姐妹一同读到这一处经文的时候
Earlier I studied this passage with brothers and sisters
我们心里头就有一个感觉
We all have this sense in our heart
这到底神默然爱我们是什么样的一个情形
What is this being quiet in God's love to us
很多时候我发现神都是在他的默然的爱里头在那里来看顾保守我们
A lot of times we notice that he is watching over us and keeping us as he quietly loves us
我想说有什么样的例子、啊、能够来表达这个神默然的爱
I'm trying to come up with an example about him being quiet in his love
因为这默然的爱不是言语所能够描述的
This is not something that words can describe
但是那个却是一个很深的爱
But this is indeed a very deep love
是没有办法用言语来表达
This is cannot be expressed adequately with words.
我想到那刚刚生完孩子的妈妈。
I think about the women who have just given birth.
刚生完孩子的母亲啊，非常的辛苦。
These women have just given birth and they've gone through a lot.
她爱那刚刚生下的孩子。
And she loves this newborn babe.
她喂他吃饭。
And she feeds the babe.
她要帮他清理。尿布
changes his diapers
从早到晚从晚到早非常的辛苦
from morning to night from night to morning it is extremely hard work
但好不容易那个婴孩睡着的时候
finally the baby falls asleep
我都还记得看到那个母亲啊在那里默然的爱着这个刚出生的新生婴孩
and I remember this mother would be quiet in her love for this newborn babe
在那个时候这母亲似乎没有为这个婴孩做任何的事情
At that time, it seemingly the mother is not doing anything for this newborn babe.
但那母亲的爱却深深的在这婴孩的身上。
However, the mother's love is deeply impressed upon the baby.
在我脑海里，我还记得那一幕一幕的情形。
I can still have these vivid images in my mind.
那真的是不是言语所能够表达的。
It is not that mere words can describe or explain.
或许那个婴孩也不知道他母亲在默然的爱他。
Even the babe does not know that the mother is quiet in her love toward him.
但是母亲深深的爱却在这婴孩的身上。
However, the deep love of the mother is on the baby.
今天神在我们身上，他不仅救了我们。
Today in our lives, God not only saved us.
他今天也天天的在那里保守看顾我们。
He also has kept us and guided us.
他在那里默然的爱我们。
He is also quiet in his love toward us.
在那里来制作我们。
He is also constituting us.
到有一天，我们能够被神做成了像他儿子的形象。
Until one day we can be conformed into the image of his son.
我们能够都被磨成神儿子的形象。
That we're all conformed to the image of the son.
能够一同在神荣耀的里头。
That we can all be in the glory of God.
神告诉我们说，他要因我们呢喜乐和欢呼。
And here God says that he will exult over us with joy.
当那时候我们读到这句话的时候，
As we read about these words earlier.
我们就感到非常的惊奇。
We are amazed.
神在那里爱我们。
God is loving us.
在那里制作我们。
He is constituting us.
在那里供应我们。
He is providing for us.
到有一天我们都被磨成像神儿子的形象。
Until one day we're all conformed into the image of his son.
神的心意完全成就在我们身上。
And his heart's desire is fully accomplished in our lives.
这里说神就欢呼了。
And here it says that God will rejoice.
或者英文翻译说那神歌唱。
And it says that he will rejoice over us with shouts of joy.
哎，我们就在那里想啊，那是我们人欢呼的时候，我们知道，哎呀，我们就好高兴，好兴奋。
We know what men behave when we have shouts of joy.
神的心意哦，就我们的神的心意做成了。
And we said that God's desire is accomplished in us.
我就想到说，我们这位荣耀的神。
And I think about our glorious God.
当他的旨意在我们身上成就的时候。
When his desire is fully accomplished in us.
哎呀，我们没有办法想象这位荣耀的神，他在那里欢呼，在那里跳，在那里。歌唱的时候是什么样子？
I cannot imagine what God would be would react when he rejoices over us with shouts of joy and jumping.
弟兄姐妹，今天神就在他的爱里面，在我们身上，在等候这样的一个时刻。
Brothers and sisters, today God is waiting in his love for this moment.
他叫我们能够被磨成神儿子的形象。
He wants us to be conformed to the image of his son.
到那时候，我们就要看见这位荣耀的神。在那里欢呼歌唱
And we will see the glorious God rejoicing over us with shouts of joy.
所以这里让我们看到为了这个缘故神在那里默然地爱我们
So for that purpose, he is quiet in his love toward us.
在这里我们看见当主耶稣不回答这个迦南妇人的时候
We see that when the Lord did not answer her a word.
神似乎把这个迦南妇人的信心呢放在一个熔炉的里头
It's as if God has put the Canaanite woman's faith in this melting furnace.
这是一个信心的熔炉。
This is a melting furnace of faith.
主要炼尽这个迦南妇人的信心。
God wants to purify the faith of the Canaanite woman.
要叫这个信心呢，经过试验之后，比那被火烧了仍然仍坏的金子更为宝贵。
So that her proof, being more precious than gold, which is perishable, would be tested by fire and be proven.
这个信心的熔炉就叫我想起那但以理的三个朋友。
When I think about this melting furnace of faith, I think about the three friends of Daniel.
我们知道但以理三个朋友他们是相信神的。
We know that Daniel's three friends believed in God.
当他们因着敬畏神不愿意向偶像屈膝。
Because of their fear of God, they did not bow their knees to the idols.
他们就要被当时的巴比伦王要把他扔在那个火窑里头。
So the then Babylonian came with threw them into this burning furnace.
对他们来讲啊，这个信心的熔炉啊是非常真实的。
So to them, that melting furnace of faith was very real.
因为他们不仅他们信心，他们整个人啊就要被扔到那个火窑里头。
So not only with their faith, but their entire body would be tossed into this furnace.
对，感谢主，他们相信他们所信的神。
But we thank the Lord that they believed in. The God that they believed in.
他们不向仇敌屈膝。
They did not bow their knee to the enemy.
当他们被扔在火窑之后。
When they were thrown into the burning furnace.
我们看见他们的信心就被火炼尽了。
And their faith has been purified by the fire.
因为他们能够在火窑里头却不受伤害。
Because they were in the blazing fire of the furnace and they were not harmed at all.
当他们从火窑出来的时候。
When they were out of the furnace,
他们的信心可以做一个见证。
Their faith could bear the testimony.
这个信心的火窑叫他们的信心对神的信心更加的纯净。
Melting furnace of faith has enabled their faith to be even more reverent to the Lord.
他们对神的认识更加的真实。
furthermore, their understanding of God was more true.
所以当我们常常在主面前，当我们因着难处来到主面前祷告的时候，
So a lot of times when we had our difficulties and we draw near to the Lord to pray,
我们呼求主的时候，
we cry out to the Lord,
主常常不回答我们。
A lot of times the Lord does not answer us.
我们的态度是如何呢？
What should our proper attitude be?
在求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
很多时候当我们这样呼求主，主不回答的时候，
A lot of times as we cry out to the Lord and the Lord does not answer a word to us,
我们就转身就走了。
We turn around and leave.
我们就另外找想其他的办法。
So we then look after other means.
所以我们的信心一直不能够经过这样的试炼。
So our faith cannot be tested and proven.
以至于我们对神的认识，对神的信心是那样的可怜。
Therefore, our understanding and our of God and our faith are deplorable.
所以当我们来到主面前呼求的时候，
As we come before the Lord to cry out to Him,
主虽然不回答我们。
Even though the Lord did not answer us a word,
我们必须知道主乃是在建立我们。
We have to know that the Lord is building us up.
主乃是在等候我们。
The Lord is waiting for us.
不是神不愿意施恩给我们。
It is not that God does not want to be gracious to us.
而是神要建立我们。
But God wants to build us up.
所以我们必须在信心里头来仰望我们的主。
So we have to look upon our Lord by faith.
就像诗篇123篇所说的
Just like Psalm 123 says
仆人如何仰望主人的手使女如何仰望祖母的手我们也仰望耶和华我们的神直到他怜悯我们
Just like Psalm 123 says As the servant looks to the eyes of the servants look to the hand of their master As the eyes of the maid to the hands of her mistress So our eyes look to the Lord our God Until he shall be gracious to us
在这样的过程当中我们对神的认识更加的真实
And through this process, our understanding of the Lord is more true.
在这样的过程当中，我们对神的信心也才能够增长。
And through this process, our faith in the Lord can grow.
我记得在三年前，我们住在 Clear Lake 还没搬家之前。
I remember that 3 years ago we were living in Clear Lake and we had not moved yet.
因为神借了一个环境啊，叫我们开始在神面前寻求这件事。
Through a circumstance, God enabled us to seek His will in this matter.
因为我们在 Clear Lake 那边住了很久。
We have lived in Clear Lake for a long, long time.
我也是在那里信主得救。
I was also saved by grace in Clear Lake.
在那里也有一群可爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Well, there's also a lovely brothers and sisters there.
那我们在主面前寻求说，主是不是主的意思，要我们搬离开 Clear Lake？
As we sought his will to see if he wanted us to move away from Clear Lake,
对我们人的感觉来讲是一件不容易的事。
To the human heart, it was not an easy thing.
当我们开始寻求之后，
As we started to seek his will,
经过一段时间，
After a period of time,
学校快开学了，
School was about to start.
但是呢，主却一言不答。
However, the Lord did not answer us a word.
不知道呢，是该搬呢，还是不要搬？
We did not know whether we should or should not move.
一直在那里，时间一天一天的过去。
And time flew by day by day.
到了时间很急迫的时候
，When we were really pressed for time，
我的妻子和孩子们啊，他们开始着急。
My wife and our children started to be anxious.
因为孩子就快开学了。
Because the kids needed to start school soon.
然后呢，我就开始感受到有压力了。
And I started to feel a little pressure.
到底是搬还是不搬
？Whether we should move or not，
我就跟我的妻子说。
So I said to my wife，
我说呢，我们在主面前一直在那里祷告。
We have been praying continually before the Lord。
我说主没有说。
The Lord did not say anything。
那看我们自己就要做一个选择喽。
So we have to make a choice。
我们是要照自己的意思呢，搬还是不搬
？Do we move according to our own will？
还是我们继续仰望我们的主
Do we continue to look to our Lord?
很感谢主在一天的晚上睡觉的时候
I thank the Lord that one night when we were sleeping
诗篇123篇这句话就进到我心里头
The words of Psalm 123 entered into my heart
仰望我们的神
With our eyes looking to the Lord our God
仰望我们的神直到他怜悯我们
Our eyes need to look to the Lord our God until he shall be gracious to us
当这句话进到我里头的时候
When these words entered into my heart
我里头就有一个把握
I had this assurance
有一个确据
I have this conviction
我们还要继续仰望
We need to continue to look to him
直到他怜悯我们
Until he shall be gracious to us
感谢主 过没多久。
We thank the Lord very quickly thereafter.
主就带领我们。
The Lord led us.
我们就搬离开了 Clear Lake.
We moved out of Clear Lake.
回头一看，我们看到这一路上全是都是主的带领。
And we looked back, and it was all the leading of the Lord.
所以很多时候我们在主面前求问的时候。
A lot of times, when we inquire of His will before Him.
弟兄姐妹，我们所缺少的就是这一点。
What we lack is this.
我们不够仰望，我们不愿等候。
And our eyes don't want to look to Him, and we don't want to wait for Him.
意思就是说，我们太有办法。
Because we have our means.
主不说呢，那我们就自己想办法。
If the Lord doesn't answer a word, we have our own means.
我们跟主讲，我们已经问过了。
Even though we did inquire of the Lord.
你不回答。
But the Lord hasn't said anything.
那我们就做我们该做的事情。
So we do whatever we think is right in our own eyes.
这是多少时候我们失去呢信心接受熬炼的机会。
So that's why we missed out on all these opportunities where our faith can be purified and grow.
感谢主，这个迦南妇人虽然耶稣一言不答。
We thank the Lord that even though the Lord did not say a word to this
Canaanite woman, 但是她仍然等候。
She continued to wait.
她仍然的仰望。
She continued to look to him.
到一个地步呢，门徒都受不了了。
To a certain extent that even the disciples couldn't stand her anymore.
门徒就对主耶稣讲说，主啊，你实在是可以赶鬼的。
The disciples said to the Lord, you truly know how to cast out demons.
门徒有没有信心？
The disciples had faith.
他们是有信心的。
They had faith.
因为他们看过主耶稣赶鬼。
Because they have seen the Lord casting out demons.
他们知道主耶稣赶鬼太容易了。
They knew it was easy for the Lord to cast out demons.
所以在这里呢，他们好像替这个妇人在那里代求。
It looked like they were interceding for the woman.
我想啊，其实他们是为了自己的方便。
I actually think that they were interceding for their
own convenience. 他们觉得这个妇人啊，实在是太搅扰他们。
Because they were so troubled by this woman.
他们想安静安静都不行。
They want to have a quiet moment.
他们想说，主啊，你都能的。
So they said, Lord, you can do all these things.
你就说一句话吧，就打发他走了。
Just say something and we can send her away.
但是我们看见在这里，门徒们的信心啊，还是为了自己。
We see that the faith of disciples were all for their own good.
虽然他们知道主耶稣的确是能够做。
Even though they knew the Lord could do this thing.
主耶稣也真能够赶这个女儿身上的鬼。
And the Lord Jesus indeed could cast away the demon from this daughter.
但他们还是为了自己的需要，为了自己的难处。
But the disciples were having faith for their own good, for their own difficulty.
他们却不顾神的旨意。
They disregarded the will of God.
他们也不管神的时间。
And they also disregarded the timing of God.
所以主耶稣回答门徒们就说，我奉差遣是到以色列家迷失的羊那里。
Therefore, the Lord answered the disciples, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
我们看见主耶稣让我们看见他是一个顺服天父的人。
We see that the Lord Jesus is someone who is obedient to the Heavenly Father.
在地上一切所做的，一切所说的，都是照着天父的旨意而行。
All the things that he did, all the things that he said on earth was according to the will of the Father.
主耶稣在地上听见父所说的，他才说；看见父所做的，他才能够做。
Whatever Jesus said on the earth, he heard his father said first. Whatever he did on earth, he saw his father do first.
我们主耶稣知道他在地上，他主要的任务是要到神的百姓以色列中间来寻找迷失的羊。
The Lord Jesus knew that his primary responsibility on this earth was to seek after the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
主耶稣说这句话的时候，对这个迦南妇人的请求来讲，似乎是一个拒绝。
It was as if he had rejected the Canaanite woman.
但是主耶稣的话里头却给这个迦南妇人的信心呢留了一个恩典的门。
However, these words of the Lord has opened up a gracious door for this Canaanite woman.
借着这个主的话，这妇人得了开启。
Through these words, the woman had revelation.
这妇人知道说，虽然我不是以色列人，
The woman knew that even though she was not an Israelite,
但是这位主耶稣呢是有怜悯的神。
But she knew that this Lord was merciful.
她承认她自己也是迷失的羊。
So she also confessed she was a lost sheep.
她承认主耶稣也是她的主。
She also confessed that the Lord was her Lord.
她不仅认识主耶稣在客观上是大卫的子孙。
So not only does she know the objective truth that the Lord Jesus Christ was the son of David.
在这时候她心里头得了开启，她知道主耶稣也是神的儿子。
At this moment in time, she had the revelation. She also knew that the Lord Jesus was the son of God.
所以她呼求说，主啊，帮助我。
So she began to cry out to him, Lord, help me.
这时候主耶稣对她来讲不再是一个客观的知识。
So the Lord to her was not a, just an objective knowledge.
乃是她从心里头接受主耶稣做她的主。
But from her heart, she received the Lord Jesus as her Savior.
她说主啊帮助我。
And so she said, Lord, help me.
主啊我虽然不是以色列家 的羊。
Even though I'm not a sheep of the house of Israel.
但主我是在世上一个迷失的羊。
But I am a lost sheep in the world.
求主来帮助她。
May the Lord help me.
感谢主因着主耶稣在这信心上面的 工作。
We thank the Lord that because of the work that she has, he had done in her faith.
叫这个妇人的对主的认识能够有个准确主观的认识。
This woman started to have a precise subjective understanding of the Lord.
她的信心跟上去。
And her faith could keep up.
她承认主耶稣是她的主。
She confessed that the Lord was her Lord.
她需要主耶稣来寻找她。
She needed the Lord to seek after her.
来供应她。
And she also needed the Lord to provide for her.
来满足她。
She also needed the Lord to satisfy her.
在这里我们看见这个迦南妇人的信心的功课给我们的一个榜样。
So we see the example of the faith of the Canaanite woman.
看见她没有因着主耶稣的拒绝而离开。
She did not leave because of the apparent rejection of the Lord.
她在主的面前乃是专一的认定主。
Before the Lord, resolutely, she was deeply convinced by him.
她认定主是她唯一的拯救。
She was deeply convinced that the Lord was her only salvation.
她认定主是她唯一的帮助。
She was deeply convinced that the Lord was her only help.
除了主耶稣以外，她没有任何拯救，也没有别的帮助。
Outside of the Lord, she had no other salvation and no other help.
就你们，这是我们在主面前许多时候受亏损的一个主要原因。
Brothers and sisters, this is a key reason by which we have fallen short before the Lord.
在这里我们看见迦南妇人的信心把她带到主的面前。
However, we see that the faith king woman brought her before the face of the Lord.
她对主耶稣有个准确的认识。
She now had a precise understanding of the Lord.
她知道她承认主耶稣是她的主。
She confessed that the Lord was her Lord.
她也认定她的信心认定主耶稣是他唯一的帮助和拯救。
And by her faith, she was deeply convinced that the Lord was her only salvation and her only help.
接下来这段对话是最重要也最不容易的一段对话。
The dialogue that follows was the most important and hard to understand.
主耶稣回答这个妇人就说：“不好拿儿女的饼丢给狗吃。”
The Lord answered the Canaanite woman, "It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs."
就你们许多时候。当我们读这句话的时候，我们就没有办法接受。
A lot of times, brothers and sisters, when we read these words and we cannot accept these words.
不仅不信的人，他们不能接受。
Not only do people who don't believe in the Lord can they not accept these words.
就是在信主的神儿女们当中，我们也不太能够接受主耶稣说这样的一句话。
Even among His children, we cannot receive these words.
我们觉得主耶稣太 mean, 太 rude 了。
We feel that the Lord Jesus is mean and rude.
会不会
Is that so?
今天我们如果有一个人跟我们讲说当我们有需要来求一个人的帮助
Today, if somebody comes to you for a need
那有人那样子来跟你讲说好像把你当作狗一样
And that person treats you like dogs
那小孩子可能还蛮高兴的
Maybe the children will be happy to be treated like dogs
有些人他们也说不高兴
And some people were wincing
小孩子很喜欢狗
Because children love dogs
有时候可能还觉得哎，自己假装像狗一样。
And they also sometimes pretended to be dogs.
但当人真的把你当作狗的时候
，But if people treated you like dogs,
我们的自尊啊，我们的骄傲就受伤了。
Our ego and self-esteem are hurt.
这是为什么我们读这句话呢？我们总觉得主耶稣怎么会说出这样的话呢
？That's why as we read these words, we say, "How could Jesus utter these words?"
我们实在是不能明白。
We truly cannot comprehend.
这是我们的问题。
This is our problem.
如果我们知道以色列有一个伟大的君王大卫
If we know that there's a great king in Israel, King David.
他是非常聪明非常有能力的一个君王
He was wise and he had mighty powers.
但是我们知道当他在扫罗王追杀他的时候
But we know that as King Saul was chasing after him.
有一次他就在扫罗王的面前承认自己
One day he was confessing to King Saul about himself.
他说王所追杀的呢不过是狗身上的一只狮子
David told Saul You were just looking for a flea on a dog
大卫为什么他会这样子来 藐视自己呢？
Why would David despise himself in this manner?
我相信大卫他有一个秘诀。
Because I know David had the secret.
而是因为大卫是一个活在神面前的人。
Because David is someone who lives before God.
所以他看自己不过就像狗身上的一只狮子。
So he considered himself like a flea on a dog.
甚至大卫在神面前他也知道自己不过就是像尘土一样。
David was also convinced that he was just like dust before God.
如虫如蛆。
He was just like a worm and moth.
姐妹，我不知道你们心里头的感觉如何。
I don't know what the sense is in your heart.
我不知道你们有没有真正感觉到自己真的不过就像灰尘，像虫，像蛆一样。
Have you ever felt that you really were like a dust and worm and moth?
这是一个非常不容易的一个开启。
This is a difficult revelation to receive.
那今天如果我们知道我们乃是站在荣耀神的面前，
We know that if we stand before the glorious God,
是这位创造宇宙万有，这位主宰的面前，
Before the one who created the whole universe,
如果在神面前神看我们是一条狗，
If before God and God considers us as a dog,
我们觉得羞辱吗？
Do we feel shameful?
一点都不。
Not at all.
这里主耶稣所用的这个狗这个字呢，乃是一个家狗，是一个有主人的狗。
The words the Lord Jesus used here, dogs, is the a dog in the family.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道神阻挡骄傲的人。
We know that God opposes the proud.
神赐恩给谦卑的人。
And He gives grace to the humble.
为什么许多时候我们在神面前，我们是来到了神的面前
？A lot of times we truly have come before God.
我们盼望神施恩给我们。
We desire God to give us grace.
但许多时候我们得不着。
How, a lot of times we do not receive.
为什么呢？
Why?
就是因为我们里头的骄傲。
Because of the pride within us.
因为我们看自己过于我们所当看的。
We consider ourselves higher than what we ought to regard.
我们没有真实的活在神的面前。
We do not live truly before God.
如果我们天天活在神的面前。
If we live before God every day.
神光照我们。
And the Lord enlightens us.
我们实在是看见我们自己，不过就像灰尘。
We will really see that we're just like dust.
不过就像虫，像蛆一样。
We're just like a worm and moth.
是神怜悯恩待我们。
It is because God has mercy on us.
神提拔我们。
And God has lifted us up.
叫我们能够成为他的儿女。
So that we can become children of God.
叫我们靠他的恩典，能够像王子一样。
So that we can be considered princes by His grace.
并不是因为我们配。
It's not because we are worthy.
是神恩待怜悯我们。
Because God is so gracious and merciful to us.
如果我们是活在这样活在神的面前。
If we live in this manner before God.
弟兄姐妹，我们在人的面前，人如何看我们，我们就不会受伤了。
However way men regard us, we will not feel hurt.
多少时候我们没有活在神的面前。
A lot of times we do not live before the face of God.
所以在公司里头，老板给我们一个脸色。
So at our work, when the boss looked at us the wrong way.
我们就受不了了。
Then we cannot bear it anymore.
在聚会里头，弟兄姐妹对我们有一点点感觉。
And if there's some ill will toward us by some brothers and sisters in the fellowship,
我们里头就觉得受伤。
We feel hurt inside.
在家里头，儿女给我们有点顶撞。
And if our children oppose us a little bit in the family,
我们里头也就受不了。
And we can't bear it anymore inside us.
在外头，我们都忍耐了。
On the outside, we have endured.
我们回到家里头。
And when we come home,
配偶给我们一点脸色。
Our spouse gives us this dirty look.
我们马上就受不了。
Then we cannot stand it anymore.
为什么？
Why?
就是因为我们里头的骄傲。
Because the pride inside us.
骄傲在我们里头。
The pride is inside us.
别人可以轻看我们。
Other people can despise us.
我们配偶怎么能够轻看我们？
And how can our spouse despise us?
我们觉得我们自己总是 somebody.
Oh, we feel like we're somebody.
这都是我们里头的骄傲。
This is the pride inside us.
所以神常借着我们周围的人事物来显明我们里头的骄傲。
So God wants to reveal our pride through all the people and events and activities around us.
神乐意施恩给我们。
God loves to be gracious to us.
但是因着我们里头的骄傲。
However, because of the pride inside us.
神就阻挡我们。
God opposed us.
但是今天我们如果活在神的面前。
Today, if we live before the face of God.
我们真实看见我们实在是如虫如蛆的人。
We truly see that we're just worm and moth before Him.
我最近就深深的感觉，我实在是在神面前连灰尘都不如的人。
I have this deep, deep sense in me recently that I'm not even as worthy as a piece of dust.
神说他要赐恩给谦卑的人。
God says He would give grace to the humble.
姐妹，神要把那各样属灵的福分倾倒在我们身上。
And brothers and sisters, God will pour out all the spiritual blessings in us.
如果我们是这样的谦卑的活在神的面前。
If we live humbly before the face of God.
在以赛亚书，神告诉我们，神乃是与谦卑的人同住。
Isaiah tells us that God dwells with the humble and the lowly and contrite of spirit.
简单的说，有时候我们失去了这个神的祝福。
Simply stated, when we lose the spiritual blessing,
就是说神的工作在我们身上不能够得着成就。
And the work of God cannot be accomplished in us.
就是因着我们的骄傲。
It's because of our pride.
这是我们身上最大的一个难处。
This is one of the most greatest difficulty in us.
感谢主，这迦南妇人在主面前蒙了光照。
We thank the Lord that this Canaanite woman was enlightened before the Lord.
虽然主说不好拿儿女的饼给狗吃。
Even the Lord said it is not good to take the children's bread.
但这妇人说阿门。
The woman said Amen.
妇人说主啊，你说的都对。
And the woman said Yes, Lord. All you said were right.
你说的是。
Yes, all you said was correct.
我就是那一条狗。
I am that dog.
我虽然比狗都还不如。
I am not worthy to be the dog.
但主啊，你既然说我是狗。
However, Lord, because you say I'm a dog.
主啊，你是我的主人。
You are my owner.
主啊，你来负我的责任。
So you bear all responsibilities for me.
主啊，狗也吃它主人桌上掉下来的碎渣。
Even dogs feed on the crumbs which fall from their master's table.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们在神面前应该站的地位。
This is a position that we ought to take before God.
今天我们不是在人的面前。
Today we do not take any position before men.
为什么我们跟人之间相处一直有问题？
Why do we have these interpersonal conflicts?
就是因为我们不是活在神面前的一个人。
Because we ourselves are not living before the face of God.
今天如果我们活在神的面光当中，
If we face before the face of God,
我们就看见我们所当站的地位。
We will see the position that we ought to take.
我们就成了一个谦卑的人。
We will become a humble person.
神就倾倒他的祝福，他的恩典在我们身上。
God will pour out all the blessings and His grace upon us.
所以这里我们看见这个妇人呢，因着她谦卑站对了她的位置。
Because this woman took the rightful place in humility.
她得着了极大的恩惠。
She received great grace.
她不仅她的女儿身上的鬼能够被赶出去。
Not only did Jesus cast out the demons in her daughter's heart.
她能够享受神所为儿女预备的饼。
She could enjoy the bread that God has prepared for His children.
那个饼是什么？
What is that bread?
那个饼就是主的自己。
That bread refers to the Lord Jesus Himself.
那个饼就是生命的饼。
That is the bread of life.
是神要赐给他儿女的。
That the bread of life that is to be given to His children.
这位谦卑的迦南妇人，她得着了。
But this humble Canaanite woman received.
她的难处得到解决，是一件小事。
It is a small matter that her difficulty was resolved.
主一句话就把我们的大山小山给挪去。
By his one word, God can remove the mountains and the hills in our life.
但是主要在我们身上来建立我们的信心。
But God wants to build up our faith in our lives.
来让我们对他有更真实准确的认识。
So that we can have a more accurate and precise understanding of the Lord.
让我们的信心被主建立之后。
So that after our faith has been built up.
他能够倾倒那全备的祝福在我们身上。
He can pour out his perfect blessings in us.
他叫我们不仅成为神的儿女。
So that not only are we called children of God.
他用这生命的饼天天供应我们。
With this bread of life, he continually provides for us day by day.
前些日子我和一个弟兄去探望一个癌症末期的一个刚信主的弟兄。
Earlier, another brother and I went to visit a terminal cancer patient. And he has just been saved by grace.
这弟兄当他知道他得癌症时间没有多长。
He did not learn about his cancer for too long.
他信了主。
And then he believed in the Lord.
他对主的认识或许不多。
He may not have much understanding of the Lord.
或许不深。
And it may not, the understanding may not be deep.
当天我们和他提交通到约翰一书那里，叫我们看我们父神父何等的慈爱，叫我们成为神的儿女。
And when I fellowship with him about see how great a love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called children of God.
我们也真是神的儿女。
And we truly are children of God.
这句话进到我们弟兄心里头。
And these words entered into the heart of our brother.
他里头得着了安慰。
And he got comforted inside.
他里头也蛮有把握。
And he had assurance inside.
当我们在交通到这一段马太福音这段经文的时候，
As we were fellowshipping about this passage in Matthew,
提到这迦南妇人，她承认她是主人的狗。
That the Canaanite woman confessed that she is the dog of the master.
这狗在主人桌下呢， 也吃这个从桌上掉下来的碎渣儿。
And this dog feed on the crumbs from which fall from the master's table.
这生命的饼神原本是赐给以色列人。
This bread of life was originally granted to the Israelites.
他们是神的儿女。
They are children of God.
但他们拒绝了。
But they rejected it.
他们不要。
They didn't want it.
这迦南妇人她就得着了。
So this Canaanite woman received it.
当我在这里还没讲完的时候。
Before I finished.
我们这位刚信主的弟兄啊，他就非常的，我感觉到他里头啊，非常喜乐的、高兴的，他就说话了。
I felt that he has this great joy, in our brother, and he started to talk.
虽然他的病当时叫他还非常的疼痛。
Even though he was in great pain because of his cancer.
但突然间他就蛮有力量的说。
Suddenly he spoke with great strength.
他说：“今天我是神的儿女了。”
He said, "Today I am a child of God."
我们可以坐在。主的桌子上面来享用这生命的饼。
I can sit at the table to partake of this bread of life.
弟兄姐妹，这是主恩待我们。
The Lord is gracious to us.
神不仅叫我们成为神的儿女。
Not only did God call us to be His children.
神叫我们一次一次的能够来到他桌子的面前。
Again and again, He called us to His table.
能够来享受他自己。
So that we can partake of Himself.
作为我们的宝主。
So that we can be fully satisfied.
主耶稣当日对跟随他的人说：“我的肉是可吃的，我的血是可喝的。”
At the time, the Lord said to the people around him that, "My flesh you could eat my flesh and drink my blood."
在当时有好多的人，原本跟随主耶稣的人都退去了。
At the time, a lot of people departed.
他们觉得这样的话太难领受。
Because these words are too hard to understand for them.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
今天我们还能够来到主的饼杯面前。
Today we can still come before the table.
盼望借着这样的信心。
Through this faith.
我们能够谦卑地站在神的面前。
We can stand humbly before God.
我们真是能够来吃主喝主。
That we can eat of the Lord and drink of the Lord.
我们能够享受神为儿女们所预备这生命的饼。
We can enjoy the bread of life that God has prepared for His children.
成为我们天天的供应。
So that this can be our daily provision.
弟兄姐妹，从这迦南妇人的信心的上功课上，我们有三点重要的学习。
So we have learned three important points from this faith of the Canaanite woman.
第一，就是当主耶稣不回答我们的时候。
First, when the Lord Jesus does not answer us a word.
我们仍然要仰望。
We still have to look to him.
我们仍然要等候。
We still need to wait upon him.
直到他怜悯我们为止。
Until he shall be gracious to us.
当主耶稣没有直接来答应我们的呼求的时候
When the Lord does not answer our calling out directly
我们必须像这迦南妇人一样靠着圣灵开启我们
We need to be like this Canaanite woman and get revelation by the Holy Spirit
叫我们能够更准确地认识我们的主
So that we can understand our Lord in a more precise manner
而且我们能够专一地认定他
So that we can resolutely be deeply convinced by him
除了我们的主我们没有拯救我们没有别的帮助。
And outside of the Lord, there's no other salvation and no other help.
我们来到神的面前。
We come before the face of God.
我们应该站在一个谦卑的地位上。
We need to stand in a position of humility.
因为神赐恩给谦卑的人。
Because he gives grace to the humble.
神抵挡骄傲的人。
And he opposes the proud.
当我们这样谦卑来到神的面前。
As we come humbly before the face of God.
我们就能够享受神为儿女们所预备那丰盛的宴席。
We can partake of this abundant feast that God has prepared for His children.
我们能够享受主耶稣做我们生命的饼。
We can enjoy the Lord Jesus as our bread of life.
天天供应我们。
And He will give us our daily provision.
叫我们不仅从主耶稣得着了生命。
So that not only do we get life from the Lord.
并且我们能够得着一个丰盛的生命。
That we would gain abundant life.
叫神的心意在我们身上得着成就。
So that the desire of God can be accomplished in us.
叫我们的天父因着我们欢呼喜乐
so that our Heavenly Father will rejoice over us with shouts of joy.
我们一起祷告
Let's pray together.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主，你是何等爱了我们。
You have loved us so much.
主，你在我们身上的心意是何等的难测。
Your desires in us is so unfathomable.
主，我们实在是承认，我们多少时候不够认识你。
We admit that a lot of times we do not know you enough.
我们也不够认识你的爱。
We do not know your love.
不够认识你在我们身上的心意是何等的荣耀。
We do not know how glorious your will for us is in our lives.
愿这些 残缺的话语，主啊，能够在你的手中。
May these defective words can be used mightily by you.
主，愿你的圣灵继续来向我们说话。
May your Holy Spirit continues to speak to us.
主，坚固我们的信心。
Lord, strengthen our faith.
主，制作我们的信心。
Constitute our faith in us.
主，叫我们实在是除你以外，我们没有别的拯救。
So that outside of you, there is no salvation.
除你以外，我们没有别的帮助。
Outside of you, there is no help.
主，愿我们都能够这样子单纯的来认定你。
So that we can all be deeply convinced with resolution.
主，叫我们在地上能够过一个信心的生活。
So that we can lead a life of faith on this earth.
主，因为你说，义人必因信而生。
Because, Lord, you said that the righteous shall live by faith.
主，愿我们能够这样活在你的面前。
So we can live in this manner before you.
主，来讨你的喜悦。
So that we can please you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.